and they're making up the pulled pork nachos. I think they got some pulled chicken nachos, and all the proceeds go to the prom lock-in for the lock-in prom a little bit later on in the year. So you might just come on hungry as you come out to the ball game. All right, there, Lady Bobcats and the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Let's look at the starting lineup. First up for the Willow Springs Lady Bears, they'll be the visitor on the scoreboard. They'll start with the young lady I mentioned earlier, Chloe Jones, the outstanding junior. She wears number 22. Number 25 is the senior, Mackenzie Collins, also a longtime starter for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. They have Alexi Sigmund wearing number 10. I'm sorry, wearing number 32. Number 10 is Paisley Credington, a 6'1 junior. So some size on this team. And a 5'9 junior, Sydney Stewart, wears number 12. So Stewart, Credington, Sigmund, Collins, and Jones for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, be the same lineup we've seen almost every game this year. Abby Bowers, the senior and all-SCA performer a year ago, will wear number 12. The freshman, Riley Davis, who is an all-everything candidate this year, scored 31 the other night in the win over Mountain Grove, leading the Lady Bobcats in scoring and rebounding on the year. Number 15, the junior, Caden Hillis. Number 2, a senior, Riley Pierce. And number 4, a junior, Allie Curley. That's how Coach Denny Young and the Thayer Lady Bobcats will start it here tonight. And again, this is the first of two. We'll have the Thayer boys tonight as they will step out of SCA play and will take on the Marshfield Blue Jays. That actually is a game that's being made up. Got knocked out by the weather last week. They're going to make it up here tonight as the second half of the doubleheader. So that worked out good for everybody. And tomorrow night, the Thayer Bobcat boys, we'll talk more about this during the boys' game, they will open the SCA season with a trip to Kabul to take on the Bulldogs tomorrow evening. Now, next week is the Thayer Winter Classic here at the Thayer High School. The Thayer Lady Bobcats drew the number 1 seed. The Alton Lady Comets are the number 2 seed. They will not play on the first night, which will be on Monday, but there will be games. And then on Thursday night, they'll have the semifinals of the tournament. And on Saturday will be the finals. There'll be 2 games on Monday. There'll be 4 games on Thursday night. And there'll be 2 or 3 games, the consolation, the third place, and the championship games on Saturday. And we'll be talking more about that as we get closer to the first of next week. I'll be listening to the sportscast on the Ecom Sports Network at 7, noon, and 5. Let's take another break. We'll be back with your tip-off for tonight's game. The Thayer Lady Bobcats and the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Tip-off coming in 3 minutes. We'll step away with 2. We'll be right back on the Ecom Sports Network.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt.
and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
And we're back getting ready for our game tonight. The Ecom Sports Network proud to bring you Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball on this Thursday night, a beautiful Thursday night in the Ozarks. Pretty good crowd already gathering, and folks, might want to get on out if you're planning on coming out. This game is going to be a good one. Next game ought to be outstanding. Thayer Bobcat boys and the Marshfield Blue Jays. All right, getting ready for the announcement of the starting lineup. We'll have our national anthem coming up here in just a bit. Now, before we do that, let's take a moment to say thanks to some of our Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters, like the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer and Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Tree, Steed Brothers Trucking in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting of Thayer, the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer. I was there today. Yesterday, actually, the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, and the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back in just 2 minutes with the tip-off on the Ecom Sports Network.
Haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while? Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
We're back at Thayer High School. You can hear the starting lineup being announced right now. And let's run those down for you again. For the Willow Springs Lady Bears, it'll be Chloe Jones, Mackenzie Collins, Alexis Sigman, Paisley Creddington, and Sydney Stewart. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, Abby Bowers, Riley Davis, Caden Hillis, Riley Joe Pierce, and Allie Curley. And again, a good crowd on hand. Getting ready for tonight's game. Well, we've got just a moment. Let's say thanks to some more Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game, including Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Forstler's in Thayer and Ash Flat, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer and West Plains, and the Thayer Walmart store. Here we go. It'll be Abby Bowers to jump it up for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, and she'll jump it up against Paisley Creddington, a 6'1 junior from Willow Springs. Willow Springs wearing the maroon uniform, trimmed in the gray and white. Thayer Lady Bobcats wearing the home whites, trimmed in the green and black. And here we go. Game is underway. Tip control by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. It was Creddington wins the tip. Willow going to step into the half-court set. Thayer looks like they're going to play a little man-to-man or box-and-one. Here's a lob inside for Willow Springs, stolen by Allie Curley. Allie off on the run, gives it to Abby Bowers. Abby goes all the way down to the baseline, right side of the bucket, swings it out top to Davis. Davis working against the zone defense of Willow Springs. In the corner to Bowers for three. It's in and out, no good. Davis down with the rebound, goes back up. Shot is blocked and goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball. Well, Lady Bobcats going to have to deal with the size advantage of Willow Springs in the middle. That was number 32, Alexis Sigmund, who blocked that shot by Davis. They're inbounds on the baseline. Got it to Pierce. She'll fire a quick three. It's good! Riley Pierce with a three, brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. After a 3-0 lead comes Willow Springs. Chloe Jones taking the ball all the way to the hole down the right side of the lane and scores. A little underhand layup. Chloe Jones with the penetration and the bucket. Folks, she is good. She is a joy to watch. Here's Riley Davis for Thayer, swinging the ball to Pierce. Pierce over to Hillis, right back to Pierce. Lady Bobcats now bounce it to the high post and into the corner. Three-point shot is up. No good by Riley Davis. And the rebound comes off the Willow Springs. Here come the Lady Bears with a chance to tie. Chloe Jones brings it up the left side. Where number 22 gives it up for Cruddington. Cruddington to the high post. Back to Jones. Down the corner. Quick trigger on a three. It is up. No good. Rebound controlled by Sigmund. She goes back up and in. Alexis Sigmund with her first 2 points tonight, and Willow Springs out to the lead. Lady Bobcats come the other way. Give to Davis in the corner for three. That one rattles off the rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Bowers for Thayer. Ran it down out in the open floor. Gives now to the corner for Curley. Her three-point shot is up. No good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So Willow Springs with a one-point lead and the basketball. Thayer going to apply a little full-court pressure here, and the Lady Bears get it up across midcourt. Ooh, almost stolen. And now we get a travel call. Number 12, Sydney Stewart, caught it at the top of the key and didn't stop. Took an extra step. So Willow Springs will turn it over. Thayer Lady Bobcats will come with the basketball. Riley Davis brings it up out of the backcourt. Defense jumps on her immediately. Her reputation precedes her. Thayer working ball in the middle. Got it down low to Bowers. Back out to Davis. Davis to the elbow. Short jumper is too long. No good. And the rebound taken by Willow Springs. And we're going to get a held ball. And the possession will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Caden Hillis in there tied up one of the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Thayer controls on the alternating possession. Pierce will inbound it, brings it way out front for the Lady Bobcats. It'll be taken by Davis in the backcourt. 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Thayer down one with the ball. Davis swings it to Hillis, top of the key. Right side now to Curley, back out to Hillis, and to Davis on the left in the corner, Bowers. Abby on the dribble drive, now kicks it back out to Curley. To Bowers. Bowers bounces it to Curley in the lane. Got tied up. Gets rid of it to Bowers for three. And that one didn't catch iron. Goes out of bounds. A Thayer Lady Bobcats not shooting it well here to start on the home hardwood. Only the second home game for the Thayer Lady Bobcats this year. Willow Springs inbounds against the pressure. Got the ball up the floor and across the timeline for Cruddington. Cruddington to Chloe Jones for three. It's off the front rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Sigmund. She goes back up and in. So a couple of offensive rebounds and quick buckets for Alexis Sigmund. And Willow Springs jumps out to a 6-3 lead, 3 minutes into the first quarter. Thayer with it. Davis goes down to the corner, hands off to Pierce. Riley swings across court. Three-point shot is up by Curley, and that's another air ball. Thayer Lady Bobcats have thrown up three air balls already in this game. Willow Springs with it. Got it down low to Sigmund. She's going to get fouled if she goes up for a shot. That'll be on Riley Pierce. Mentioned Willow Springs with a definite size advantage, especially down low at 5'10 and 6'1. And this is Sigmund shooting the free throw. First one is up and good. Sigmund, big sophomore. Matter of fact, number 32 is also 6'1". So they got two of them 6'1 in there. And they are making a substitution. Second free throw is good for Sigmund. And Savannah Wheeler, who had a great game at Mountain Grove on Monday, checks in for Thayer. Lady Bobcats working around the perimeter. Got it down in the corner to Pierce. Riley hands it off now to Davis. Davis looking to penetrate. Had the ball knocked away. Got it back. Feeds it back out to Pierce. Pierce on top to Bowers. Bowers will restart the offense from between the circle. 4:20 to go in the first quarter. Thayer down five. Lady Bobcats go to the high post to Wheeler. Back outside now. Davis will take it to the top of the key. Willow Springs playing that man-to-man defense. Here's Davis moving off the screen, looking to go to the rack. Dumps it down to Wheeler. She couldn't hang on, but the Lady Bobcats come out there with a loose ball. I don't think Wheeler was expecting that pass to come to her. Davis with a penetration dish. Now here's Bowers, goes in the corner to Wheeler. She'll shoot a three, and that one's up off the rim, no good. And we're going to get a rebounding foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. It'll be on number three, Riley Davis, trying to get in there and rebound with the big girls. Tried to poke it away from behind. You can't do that. So Thayer with another turnover. Remember, Thayer was down 10-0 at Mountain Grove before they ever made a shot. Just 8-3 now. Here's Chloe Jones for Willow Springs in the corner. Hits it from the left side. First three-pointer of the game for Jones. She's got five, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats want a timeout. 11-3, Willow Springs on top of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. We'll be back to the Thayer High School gym in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
Well, we're down to 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. The Thayer Lady Bobcats jumped out 3-0. Since then, it's an 11-0 run for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. It's been all Sigmund and Jones. They have scored all 11 of the Lady Bear points. They're playing a man-to-man defense against the Lady Bobcats. Thayer with it. Got it to Bowers. Bowers to Pierce. Three-point shot is off. Rebound to Davis, and she's going to get fouled before she goes back up with a shot. So Davis got the rebound off the front rim. She is fouled by number 12, Sydney Stewart. First foul of the night on the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Thayer will inbound to the left of the bucket, down on the baseline. And they'll lob it in for Caden Hillis. Gives it up, gets it back. Now to Pierce and out front to Bowers. Abbott looking to make a move into the lane. Dumps it down the corner to Pierce for three more. Yes! Riley Pierce with her second three-pointer of the night. It's brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And Thayer cuts the lead to five with a much-needed bucket. And here's Willow dumping the ball inside. Shot is up by Sigmund. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. Davis has got it. She's on the run up the left side. Attacks the basket. Now backs it back out top for the Lady Bobcats. Davis, the freshman, handling against Chloe Jones. Got her defensively. Davis, crossover dribble, gives it up to Bowers. Abby, long three-point shot, rattles in and out, no good. Sigmund down with a rebound for Willow Springs, and here come the Lady Bears, chance to add to their five-point lead. They'll swing it left side in the corner. Now back out on top to Jones. Jones goes high post to Cruddington in the right corner for Stewart, and back out front to Cruddington. Cruddington holds it high, gives it to Chloe Jones. Jones swings on the left side for number 15, who has just checked in. And here's Jones going to shoot a long three. It's an air ball. That was good defense by Caden Hillis. Had a hand in her face. And now number 42 checking into the ball game for Willow Springs. That is Jackson. Sophie Jackson. And by the way, in the game also number 15, Maisie DeLuna. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a basketball. Davis goes through the circle, gives it to Hillis, and we're going to get a whistle. And a foul going to be called on the Lady Bobcats. Riley Davis has just picked up her second foul. It was for a moving screen. So Riley Davis with her second foul in the game already. So the freshman may have to come out of there. Coach Denny Young talking to the official about it. Willow Springs with the ball up by five. Get it in the corner to Chloe Jones on the left side. Feeds it outside and around the horn. Now they'll dump it. Shot is up for Cruddington, no good. Rebound off the Willow Springs. And we got a travel call again on Paisley Cruddington. Second time she's caught it and shuffled her feet. So Willow Springs Bear turnover, and here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Down by five, 1:36 to go in the first quarter. They go to Davis. Davis to Savannah Wheeler, top of the key. Now to Caden Hillis. Hillis back out to Bowers to Wheeler. Got it inside to Hillis. Hillis making a move, looking to go for the shot. Has to leave it back outside for Pierce. Three-point shot is no good. And a rebound run down in the corner by Chloe Jones for Willow Springs. Jones will push it up the floor. Gets their team set for the half-court offense now. Trying to dump it inside. Has the ball knocked away. Cruddington picks it up for Willow. And now a steal by Davis. Davis to Hillis. up the left side. Hang shoots. No, but she's fouled on the play. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on Jones for Willow Springs. That'll be her first and the second team foul on the Lady Bears. Caden Hillis going to the free throw line for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. She will shoot two. Lady Bobcat Jr. puts the first one up, and it's good. So Hillis with the free throw. First point scored by somebody not named Riley Pierce for Thayer. And Lady Bobcats make a substitution as the Allie Curley checks back in the game. Second free throw for Hillis is good. So Hillis on the board. Makes it a three-point game. Lady Bobcats on a 5-0 run after being down 11-3. Under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Jones with it for the Lady Bears. We'll kick it in the corner for Stewart. Stewart dumps it off inside. And number 42 made the catch. That is Jackson, but she stepped out of bounds. Caught it too low under the bucket, and as she pivoted, she stepped out of bounds. So Thayer's got it with a chance to get back to within one. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Davis up to the top of the key. Gives off to Bowers on the right. She'll swing it left to skip pass. In the corner now to Hillis. Look at the drive to baseline. And brings it back out front for Bowers at the top of the key. Back to Davis on the left side. Deep three is good. Riley Davis ties the score with 25 seconds to go in the quarter. First bucket of the night for Davis. Willow Springs with the ball going inside. We're going to get a whistle and a foul call. Be number 12, Abby Bowers, call for the foul. Be the first of the night on Abigail. Non-shooting foul. And it'll be Willow Springs inbound. Jones will trigger it in way out front for Stewart. Stewart back to Jones on the left. Back out to Stewart on top. 14 seconds to go. Got it back to Jones. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound, Davis. 9 seconds to go. Thayer on the run. Davis going up with a shot. Going to get fouled. They're going to call it a blocking foul. And that may be on Jones. It is. Number 22, Chloe Jones, picks up her second foul for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. And going to the free throw line to shoot for the lead, Riley Davis for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Oh, they're going to say he wasn't shooting. Now they're going to call it an inbound play. They say she was not going up with a shot. Anyway, Thayer will inbound with 5 seconds to go. They bring it. Oh, and it's stolen by Jones. The inbound pass to midcourt. Long shot, not a chance. And goes out of bounds with 1/10 of a second left. Both teams are leaving the floor, but Thayer's going to have to inbound it. Got to go the length of the floor with 1/10 of a second to go. So no chance anybody's going to get a good shot at the basket here. Thayer will just inbound it to Bowers. She'll turn, give it to the official. And that's the end of our first quarter of play. Our score, tied at 11, Thayer and Willow Springs in SCA girls action. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your second quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats!
Each office independently owned and operated.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
And we're back at Thayer High School, ready for our second quarter of action. Thayer ends the first quarter on an 8-0 run and have tied the game 11-3. Willow Springs came out red hot early in the game, but they've kind of cooled off here. They get the ball inside, now back outside to Jones. Jones swinging it in the lane, ball poked away, picked up by Abby Bowers for Thayer. Bowers to Davis, throws a 15-footer up, no good. Rebound Hillis, and Hillis is going to get fouled. And that's going to be on number 25. That is Mackenzie Collins, will be her first of the game. And Thayer Lady Bobcats will inbound. First foul of the second quarter. Comes with 7:40 to go. Thayer inbounds the ball in the corner to Davis. Davis leaves it for Curley. Back out to Davis. Thought about taking the long three about 30 feet from the bucket. She doesn't. Now swings it out top into the right corner for Pierce. Back to Davis. This time she will fire it up. It's no good. And the rebound controlled by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Sydney Stewart got the board. Gives the ball up to Jones. Goes up the right side. She shoots a long three, and it's good. Shot that one. Chloe Jones, 8 points already in the game. That's her second three-pointer for Willow Springs. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the ball working around the perimeter. Got it to Curley. Curley has it knocked away, and the loose ball picked up by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Trying to add to a three-point lead. Jones with a long shot. That one bounces off the front rim. No good. Rebound comes out hard to Stewart. Dumps it inside to Sigmund. Sigmund up with a shot. No. Gets her own rebound again. And we're going to get a foul called on Sigmund. They call it a foul or just a turnover? They never did come over and signal in, so apparently it was just a turnover on Sigmund. I thought she traveled when she came down with it. That must have been what they saw. So Thayer Lady Bobcats, chance to get back to within one or maybe tie it here. Somebody can hit one from downtown. Lady Bobcats running that weave out front. Willow Springs now has gone to a zone. Ball goes to Bowers, trying to break it with a three, and it's good. Abby Bowers, their first three-pointer of the night. It's brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Thayer Lady Bobcats have tied the game at 14. Folks, we got a dandy going here. Willow Springs will dump it down low for Cruddington. Her shot is up, no good. Rebound, run down in the corner by Davis for Thayer. Gives up to Curley, and now Bowers. Thayer with a chance to take the lead for the second time in the game. Bowers to the free throw line, pulls up, the jumper wouldn't drop, and the rebound controlled by Jones for Willow Springs. Chloe runs up into the free throw circle, gives it up, gets it back in the middle, and is going to get fouled by Hillis. Hillis trying to poke it away, got her on the arm. First foul on Caden Hillis, and the first team foul on Thayer here in the second quarter. Jones will trigger it in down along the baseline for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. He got into Sigmund, who got all alone under the bucket. Sigmund now with 8 points. Only two players have scored for Willow Springs. Sigmund and Thayer with a ball down the other end. A three-point shot is up and good for Allie Curley. Allie got hot in the Mountain Grove game the other night, hit four threes. That's her first one here tonight. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Willow Springs with a ball in the corner. Long shot is up. Hits the side of the backboard. Shot by Sydney Stewart, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with a one-point lead. First lead of the night for Thayer since it was 3-0. 17-16 our score. Willow Springs led at 1 point, 11-3 in this game. Lady Bobcats working around the perimeter. Oh, had Bauer or had Curley alone under the bucket, but the pass is intercepted by Jones for Willow Springs. Chloe goes down to the baseline, brings it back out to the wing. Now dumping it inside for Sigmund. The ball goes off her hand and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball. Good student section here at the game tonight for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Of course, all the Bobcat boys are here as they'll be awaiting their game coming up with Marshfield tonight. But a good cheering section out for the Lady Bobcats here this evening. Big crowd actually on hand for this doubleheader. Lady Bobcats with a basketball, working down inside to Bowers. Turn, shoots off the window and scores. Abby Bowers now with 5 points in the game, and Thayer's opened a three-point lead, 19-16 with 4:43 to go. Ball goes right side to Stewart for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Gives it up in the Collins or into the corner. And there's an offensive foul going to be called on Chloe Jones. She cleared out to make room to shoot the ball with her shoulder, and Chloe Jones just picked up her third personal foul for Willow Springs. Will coach leave her in? Looks like he's going to for the time being. Thayer brings it the other way. Abby Bowers with it. Open for another three. That one in and out. No good. That ball was all but down and bounced out. Jones with the rebound for Willow Springs. Bounces it down to the left wing. Throws up a three. An air ball rebounded by Willow Springs. Shot no good. And the rebound is knocked out of bounds by Caden Hillis. Thayer with a substitution here. Savannah Wheeler will check in. Riley Joe Sorrell checking in. Hillis and Pierce will check out for Thayer. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer with a three-point lead. Willow Springs with the ball. They got number 23 just checked into the game. She got the basketball. That is Emma Grogan. Got it inside to Jackson. Back outside for Jones, and she hits the three. Chloe Jones now with 11 first-half points. That is her third three-pointer of the game. Thayer working around the perimeter. Got it in the corner to Davis for three. That one bounces up. No good. And the rebound off the hands of Sigmund and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. We're tied at 19. We were tied at, 14? Tied at 19. We were tied at 17, actually. And here's a shot up for Davis out of the corner on the inbound. It's no good. And the rebound taken by Willow Springs. So Riley Davis hadn't found the range so far tonight. Willow Springs with the ball in the corner. Three-point shots on the way. That's no good. And the rebound taken by Davis. Davis weaves her way through traffic up across the timeline. Takes the ball down to the right wing. Feeds it on top to Bowers. Abbott, a little dribble drive to the elbow. Gives it up in the corner to Wheeler. Wheeler out front to Sorrell. Now to Davis. Davis going in the corner to Curley for three more. That one's off the rim. No good. And Jones goes and gets the rebound for Willow Springs. Jones, long pass up ahead to Sigmund. She has trouble holding on to it. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. And more substitutions for Thayer. Curley checks out. Regal checks in. Sorrell checks out. And Hillis back in. So Coach Denny Young wanted to talk to Caden. Caden not got her game going yet here tonight. Neither has Davis. But Thayer still with a tie score, 19-all. Here's Hillis looking to penetrate all the way to the bucket. There we go. That's what Coach Denny Young told her to do. Get that ball, take it to the hole. And Hillis gives Thayer the 21-19 lead with 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. Willow Springs with it. In the corner is Grogan. Brings out to the wing on the dribble. Pulls up her dribble. Now gets tied up. And there's a timeout call by Coach David Cox of the Willow Springs Lady Bears. That was about to be a five-second call. It'll be Thayer Lady, or be Willow Springs ball when we return after this 30-second timeout on the Ecom Sport Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
And we're back after the timeout. 21-19, our score. Thayer leads the Willow Springs Lady Bears by two. This is a key SCA matchup. These two teams were picked in the top three in the SCA in the preseason polls and talking to folks around the SCA. So this is a huge game for these two teams. Thayer is already 2-0 in the conference. Willow Springs already with a conference loss as they lost to Willow Springs. And Willow on the inbound ball stolen by Regal. Passes up the court, picked up by Hillis. Hillis will give to Davis for Thayer. She backs up for a three, and it's good. Riley Davis with her second three-pointer of the night, and it's a five-point Lady Bobcat lead, 24-19. Thayer's already scored 13 points in this quarter. Willow Springs has only scored eight. We were tied at 11 when this quarter started. Here's another pass in the middle, stolen by Thayer. Hillis will drive for the uncontested layup and score it. Caden Hillis. Now with 6 points and the Thayer Lady Bobcats out to a 7-point advantage with a minute 45 to go in the game. Willow Springs. Chloe Jones brings it across the timeline. Long pass down in the corner to Stewart. Stewart swings it out front. Ball picked up by Jones. Oh, it goes through her legs and out of bounds. Little lack of concentration. That ball was going to Jones and she took her eye off of it and it bounced right through her legs and out of bounds. Well, Thayer Lady Bobcats with a 7-point lead and the ball. A minute 31 to go in the first half. Thayer will swing it on the left side to Abby Bowers. Abby back to Davis and now to Regal on the left side wing. Kinsley gives it back out top to Davis or to Bowers and now to Hillis. Hillis looking to penetrate. Nope, kicks it off to Regal in the corner and now left side corner for Bowers for three. That's off the front rim, no good. And the rebound run down and a steal. Hillis with a steal, lays it up and in off the left side. Caden Hillis now leads the Thayer Lady Bobcats with 8 points, six of them in this quarter, and Thayer out to a 9-point lead. Willow Springs with it, dumping it inside to Sigmund. Turns, shoots, no good. Bowers with a rebound. And here come the Lady Bobcats on the break. Bowers to the free throw line, tries to kick it outside. Ball was deflected and picked up by Willow Springs. Jones will head the other way. Surveys the floor, trying to lob it down inside to Sigmund, and it goes out of bounds. They are looking to make a substitution here. Regal checks out. Riley Pierce going in. Also, Allie Curley checking in. Savannah Wheeler checks out. Coach Denny Young gives them both high fives when they come to the bench. Thayer Lady Bobcats with 17 points in the quarter and have opened a 28-19 lead. They've got the ball. Davis in the right corner out to Pierce. Pierce gave it up, gets it back. And now they'll bounce it down inside to Hillis. Hillis goes up for a shot. No good. And the rebound taken by Stewart. Hillis thought they were going to get a foul call. Here's almost a steal by Davis at midcourt. Ball controlled by Willow Springs. They get it inside. Ball stolen by Bowers. Bowers leaves it to Davis for the uncontested layup. It's good. Riley Davis with 8 in the first half. And that's the end of our first half of play. Our score, 30-19. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead the Willow Springs Lady Bears. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime report brought to you by Community First Banking Company. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC better together. Member FDIC and go Bobcats.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
And we're back. It's halftime here. Welcome to the Community First Banking Company halftime report. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a huge second quarter. They outscored Willow Springs 19-8 and hold a 30-19 lead at the intermission. Thayer just got red hot. Riley Davis heated it up. She scores 8 points in the first half. It's been balanced scoring by the Lady Bobcats tonight. You know, Riley had 31 of their 65 points on Monday. Well, tonight she's got 8 of their 30. But Caden Hillis heated up in the second quarter. She's also got 8. Riley Pierce has hit a pair of threes. And Abby Bowers with 5 points. So good scoring up and down the lineup for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And for the Willow Springs Lady Bears, they jumped out to an 11-3 lead. And since that point, Thayer has outscored Willow Springs. It was 11-3. And since that point, Thayer has outscored Willow Springs 27-8. Thayer Lady Bobcats again lead it at the half. 30-19 is our score. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. I want to say thanks to some more of your boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. Folks like Harps, Hometown Fresh Food Store, Thayer, and the 10 Box Cost Plus in Willow Springs. Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer. Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Thayer. Allen Supported Living and Thayer. Charlotte Allen, your owner. Thayer Ready Mix. Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry and Thayer. Toyota of West Plains. And Nicholson Farms for all your farm and logging needs. Just some of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters. All right, we're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with more of your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating Downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office in Napoleon owned and operated.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
And we're back on the Community First Banking Company halftime report. Thayer Lady Bobcats, thanks to a 19-point second quarter lead, the Willow Springs Lady Bears 30-19. Let's run down the scoring. First up for Willow Springs, they're led by the All-SCA and I'd say an All-State contender, Chloe Jones. She has 11 points in the game. She's hit three three-pointers, the only three-pointers hit by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. And Alexis Sigmund, the big sophomore, 8 points in the first half. And those are the only two Lady Bears that have scored in the game. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, they're led by Riley Davis, the freshman, and the junior, Caden Hillis. They've got 8 points apiece. Davis with two three-pointers in the first half. 6 points for Riley Pierce on a pair of three-pointers. 5 points for Abby Bowers. She's hit one from downtown. And a three for Allie Curlings for all five of the Lady Bobcats starters on the board here tonight. Good balance scoring for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, who are trying for their third SCA victory of the year here tonight against these Willow Springs Lady Bears. All right, don't forget, we'll have the second half of our doubleheader coming up immediately following this game. The Thayer Bobcats will be in action against the Marshfield Blue Jays. Blue Jays actually out on the court taking a little warm-up here at halftime, doing some shooting, getting used to the rims here at the Thayer High School. All right, let's take another timeout. We'll be back with your second half. Listening to the Community First Banking Company halftime show back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC better together. Member FDIC and go Bobcats.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years.
False.
No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring.
True.
True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
And we are back. Get ready for our second half. Hope you enjoyed our Community First Banking Company halftime report. As we head to the second half, Fair Lady Bobcats going back to their starting lineup. It'll be Abby Bowers, Riley Davis, Caden Hillis, Riley Pierce, and Allie Curley. And for the Willow Springs Lady Bears, they've got one change in their starting lineup here for the second half. They will not start Chloe Jones. Jones in foul trouble with 3 points. She led them in scoring in the first half with 11, and Chloe Jones will not start the second half. In her place will be number 21, Karis Cochran. Fair Lady Bobcats open the second half with a basketball. Davis off the inbound, swings it to Curley. In the corner now to Pierce. Bounces it down inside to Hillis. Hillis shot blocked. Bowers with a rebound, couldn't follow it up. And long rebound is going to be run down in the corner by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Nice play by Paisley Cruddington to get on that loose ball. And here is, well, there is Jones. They didn't have her on the board as starting this half, but she's in there. Chloe Jones playing with 3 fouls. Here's the give for Willow Springs inside to Sigmund. The big lefty goes up and scores off the window. Sigmund now with 10 points in the game for Willow Springs. And back to a 9-point Thayer lead, 30-21. Thayer got it in the corner to Pierce on the right side. Everybody goes through the lane. Couldn't find anybody open. Bounces it to Abby Bowers, and her pass is going to be intercepted by Sydney Stewart. So a turnover by the Lady Bobcats. Willow Springs with the ball. Chance to get back to within 7 here with a bucket. They got it to Jones. Fakes the 3. Goes down to the baseline. Dumps it into Sigmund. She misses the shot. Rebound Abby Bowers, and then Bowers will get fouled as she brought down the rebound. Foul will be called on the Lady Bears, number 32, that is Alexis Sigmund, her first of the game. That'll be the first team foul called here in the second half. We played just 1:06. They are coming with the basketball, have not scored yet in the period. After they got red hot in that second quarter, went for 19 points. Thayer with it, got it to Hillis. Hillis penetrates, dishes off to Savannah Wheeler, who puts it up and in. First 2 points tonight for Savannah Wheeler tonight. Has a beautiful play by Hillis. That's what a good point guard does, penetrate and dish. And there's a long shot by Jones off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by the Willow Bears. They try to bounce it inside, ball picked up. Jones gets it back from the right wing, spins and throws it up, and it goes in. When you're hitting that shot, look out. I mean, she just turned and slung that thing up there, and it went in for a three-pointer. Makes it an 8-point there, Lady Bobcat lead. Lady Bobcats with the ball. Hillis bounces over to Bowers. Almost stolen, but Bowers out-wrestles the Lady Bear for it. Goes into the lane, pulls up short jumpers. Good. Abby Bowers, that's a good aggressive move by Bowers. And that's what we haven't seen from Abby so far this season, is getting into the lane and shooting that short jumper. Here's a give and go Sigmund to Jones, and Jones will get fouled on the play. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Savannah Wheeler for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Going to be called for the foul. That was a nice play for Willow, the give and go from Jones to Sigmund. And Jones cutting to the bucket. Savannah Wheeler tried to get in her way. Call for the blocking foul. They'll go on the line to shoot two. Chloe Jones, number 22, the junior for Willow Springs. First one is up and good. And she is a good player. We talked about her in the pregame. All SCA performer a year ago as a sophomore. She'll be in the running for Player of the Year in the SCA when this season's over. Second free throw, no good. Rebound controlled by Abby Bowers for Thayer. Abby pushes it up the right side of the floor. Now to the elbow, kicks it back out to Pierce. Not open for the three. She'll back it out. Lady Bobcats will kind of spread the floor offensively. Willow Springs has gone back to the man-to-man defense. Here, Davis moving off the screen, gives it to Pierce in the right corner. Now to Wheeler in the lane, turns, shoots, partially blocked by Sigmund. And the loose ball comes down to Willow Springs, and then they lost it out of bounds. Fair Lady Bobcats will keep it and will inbound right in front of Coach Denny Young, just to the left of the scorer's table on their own end of the floor. Inbound play goes into Hillis, right back to Pierce, to the top of the key, now to Bowers on the right side, steps into a three. That one's up off the rim, no good. Hillis skies for the rebound and gets fouled on the way back up. Man, did Caden Hillis get up off the floor with that rebound. Foul is on number 32. That is Sigmund, Alexis Sigmund for Willow Springs, and Caden Hillis to the free throw line for Thayer, trying to get the double figures already, and the first free throw is short, left it off the front of the rim. 9-point Lady Bobcat lead. Allie Curley checks into the game now. Savannah Wheeler will check out. And at the line, shooting for the 10-point lead is Caden Hillis. Free throw is up and good. So Caden now with 9 points in the game. Thayer back out to a 10-point lead, 35-25, with 5 minutes to go in the third period. Lady Bears holding it high out front is Stewart. Bounces it down inside to Sigmund. Up with a shot, no, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two free throws. Fouls on number 4, Allie Curley. First of the night on Curley. Second team foul on the Lady Bobcats here in the third quarter. Sigmund going to the line. Has 10 points in the game. And free throw is up. No good. Trying to cut into a 10-point fair lead. Alexis Sigmund for Willow Springs. Second free throw by the lefty is up, and that one's no good. And Davis down with a rebound for Thayer. Here come the Lady Bobcats on the run. Davis gives it up in the corner to Pruitt. She loves that shot. It's no good, or Pierce, I meant. And here's Bowers with a rebound. She couldn't follow it up. And Jones rebounds it for Willow Springs. She has it taken away by Curley. Curley to the bucket, misses a layup. Davis rebounds it, puts it up and in. Riley Davis, first Lady Bobcat in double figures. She's got 10. Thayer up by 12, and Thayer going to apply a little 1-2, 1-1 press and almost got a steal, but we're going to get a foul call before the steal, and that's on Davis, and that'll be number 3 on Riley. So Davis, she's going to stay on the floor. Coach Denny Young, yep, going to leave her out there for now. Kinsley Regal will check into the ball game. And Riley Pierce will check out. 4:23 to go in the third. Willow Springs dumping the ball down low. Got it there to Jackson. Couldn't find a shot. Tries to bounce it into the lane. It's stolen by Bowers. Abby off on the run. Into the lane. Leaves it out to Davis. She didn't see it coming, and it goes out of bounds. Little no-look pass by Bowers. Davis didn't see it coming, and it goes out of bounds. So Thayer with the turnover. And with 4 minutes to play in the third quarter, Willow Springs with a chance to cut into the Lady Bobcat 12-point lead. Out top, holding the ball is Stewart. Swings it way cross court to Collins. Collins trying to get it to Jones. She makes the catch in traffic, falls down, and we get a foul call by the official away from the play. The official at midcourt making a call on a play on the baseline. And the baseline official called nothing. Substitution here for Willow Springs. Karis Cochran checks back in the game. And Willow will inbound. They bring it way out front. Go to the high post. That is Cochran. Her pass into the middle is stolen. Almost stolen. Now Willow Springs gets it back. And they dump it inside. Shot is up and good for Sigmund. And she'll get fouled and go to the line for the 3-point play. Foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats was on number 12, Abby Bowers. That'll be number 2. Or was it on Regal? No, it was on Regal, number 21. I'm sorry. Kinsley Regal called for the foul. Sigmund at the line sinks the free throw. 13 for Alexis Sigmund tonight. And Thayer just turns it over on the inbound pass. Davis inbounded it to Hillis. And Hillis tried to give it back to Davis before she came inbound. So an inbound violation on the Lady Bobcats, and Coach Denny Young calls a timeout. 37-28, Thayer by 9. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river, Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes, and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
Well, back after the timeout, Willow Springs already ran the inbound play, got it inside to Sigmund. She misses the shot, and we had a hell ball on the rebound. It belongs to the Willow Springs Lady Bears. They inbound it way out front. Shot is up and no good by Sigmund. Rebound, Abby Bowers for Thayer. Bowers may be playing the best game we've seen her play this season so far. Here's Pierce out of the corner with a three. It's no good. Rebound to Jackson. And Jackson gets tied up. We'll have a hell ball. And it'll belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats on the alternating possession rule. Boy, those nachos look good, folks are bringing in. And the prom committee's got pulled pork nachos and all kinds of goodies out there. Thayer with a basketball. They get it inbounds, going to Hillis in the lane. She's going to get pushed. Foul will be on number 12. That is Sydney Stewart, her second of the game for Willow Springs. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats will inbound the ball on the baseline. Got it in for Davis. Three-point shot is up. No good, but a foul going to be called on the Thayer Lady Bobcats on the inbound. It'll be on Hillis. Second foul of the night on Caden. Going to be called for a push, trying to set a screen. And with 3:13 to go in the third quarter, Thayer holding to a 9-point lead. Willow Springs with the ball. They swing it in the left corner. Looking inside for Sigmund. She wasn't open. They'll kick it back outside. Now right side for Jackson. Jackson gives it up to Jones. A little shake and bait. Driving the baseline. Gets inside the defense. Shoots and scores. Chloe Jones, 17. She leads all scorers in the game. Thayer with the ball now with a 7-point lead. Pierce in the corner. Outside to Hillis. Now Bowers. Bowers back to Pierce in the corner. 3-point shot is up. It's good. Riley Pierce with her third 3-pointer of the night. It's brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Thayer Lady Bobcat back up by 10. Here's penetration for Willow Springs. Ball stolen by Davis. Davis drives for the layup. Count it. Riley Davis, the freshman, with 12 for Thayer. We get a whistle and a timeout called by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Thayer Lady Bobcats, 42. Willow Springs, 30. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating Downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
And we're back at Thayer High School. The Thayer Lady Bobcats out to a 12-point lead now. That lead had been cut to 7 just a moment ago, but the Lady Bobcats on a 5-0 run thanks to the three-pointer by Riley Pierce, her third of the night. 9 points for Pierce tonight. And again, Thayer with good balance scoring up and down the lineup. Bowers with 7, Davis with 12, Hillis with 9, Pierce with 9, and a 3 for Allie Curley. All the starters contributing offensively tonight. Willow Springs still has only had two different girls score. One of them's got it now top of the key. And Willow Springs trying to get it inside. They'll back it back out to Stewart. And now over to Jones. Jones, long lob pass. They'll bounce it inside for Jackson. Goes up with a shot. No, but she's fouled. That'll be Savannah Wheeler. Got her on the arm. Going to the line to shoot two will be Sophie Jackson, number 42, for the Willow Springs Lady Bears, a 5'10 junior. Played a lot tonight for Coach David Cox and the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Foul on Wheeler, by the way, her second, and the first free throw is up and good for Sophie Jackson. The first Lady Bear to score other than Chloe Jones and Alexis Sigmund. Substitution now for Willow Springs. Cochran is out. And looks like Collins is back in. Second free throw is up and good for Jackson. 2 points for her. And she'll come out of the game as Willow Springs make another substitution. Thayer going to make a substitution. Bowers will go in place of Curley. So Thayer now with Pierce, Bowers, Wheeler, Davis, and Hillis on the floor. Davis brings the ball across the timeline, swings it in the corner to Pierce. Pierce outside to Bowers. Abby trying to make a move, gives it up now to Davis. She'll back it out top of the key, a little shake and bake down the right side of the lane, all the way to bucket. Her shot is blocked by Sigmund. Davis challenged her, and Sigmund got the better of it that time. Here comes Chloe Jones with the ball on the other end. Pull-up jumper from 12 feet is good. Thayer didn't get anybody on her. She hit the wide-open 12-footer. Thayer with the ball, Pierce in the corner. To Bowers out front now and around the horn to Davis on the left side wing. Davis through the free throw lane, gives it off to Bowers. Bowers bounces it down to Wheeler. She misses the shot, and we get a hell ball on the rebound. Possession belongs to the Willow Springs Lady Bears. And substitution for Thayer. Wheeler checks out. Curley will check in. Savannah Wheeler with a beautiful feed from Abby Bowers and just couldn't hit the shot right under the bucket. I think she went up a little bit quick with it, didn't get her feet set. And the Willow Springs Lady Bears with the ball after the turnover. Got it to Jones for three. Yes, ma'am. Chloe Jones now with 22 on the night. 42-37. Here's Davis for three for Thayer. That one's short off the front rim. Jones with the rebound, falls down, and going to be called for a travel. Two Lady Bobcats there. The official said neither one of them touched her. She just got off balance and fell down. So Thayer will inbound the ball down along the baseline to the left side of the basket. Lob it into Bowers. Ball knocked away but picked up by Hillis in the open floor. Hillis to Davis. Now Curley on the right wing. Down to 39 seconds to play in the third quarter. Thayer up by five with the ball. Here's Davis. Tried to get it down to Curley and threw it behind her. Davis tried to pass it, a bounce pass, one-handed with the left hand. And the ball was behind Curley, cutting through the lane and goes out of bounds. So Willow Springs with a chance to make this a three-point game here. To make it a two if Jones hits another long one. She's going to shoot one from downtown. It's off the front rim, no good. Lady Bobcats with a rebound. Davis pushes it up to Curley. Curley down to the right side of the lane, kicks it back outside to Pierce. 13 seconds go. Bowers with a long three off the front iron, no good. Long rebound taken by Willow Springs, and we get a hell ball as Cruddington was tied up by Davis, and it'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. They will inbound on the baseline with 6.9 seconds to go in the third quarter. Thayer got it into Davis, bounces it down to Bowers, and Bowers is pushed. They'll call a foul with 5 seconds to go in the third. Foul's on number 12. That is Stewart. Her third. She had to foul her to keep her from hitting the easy shot. Thayer inbounded again. Pierce looking in. Got it to Bowers. 12-footer is off the rim. No good. Rebound Willow Springs, and that'll do it for three quarters of play. Our score, Thayer 42, Willow Springs 37. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Scott Cecil focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer or Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
Well, the Willow Springs Lady Bears outscored the Thayer Lady Bobcats 18-12 in the third quarter, and Thayer's 11-point lead is now trimmed to 42-37, a 5-point advantage, and it'll be Willow Springs ball to start the fourth quarter. Ooh, might have been a backcourt violation, no call. Willow Springs got it in, and holding it out top is number 12, that is Stewart. Stewart gives over to Jones. Jones with 21 points already in the game for Willow Springs. Here's a lob down inside for the Lady Bears. Shot is up and good. Number 25, Mackenzie Collins, her first points of the game. Makes it a 3-point game, 42-39. Lady Bobcats will give and go. Davis to Bowers. Bowers kicks it back out front to Hillis for a three. That one's off the rim, no good. Rebound on the floor. We'll get a held ball. And the possession belongs to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 7:24 to go in the game. Thayer leads it, 42-39. Well, inbound on the baseline. Riley Pierce will trigger it in. Gonna have to hurry. Got it to Bowers, and now to Davis. Davis takes it out between the circles, swings it around to Hillis in the corner to Bowers. Steps into a three. It's good. Abby Bowers starting to heat it up. She's got 10 in the game. Her second three-pointer of the night. Three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in Spine Clinic in West Plains. Willow Springs trying to force the ball inside to Sigmund. She got it there and gets tied up by Hillis. And the possession will belong to the Willow Springs Lady Bears. They will inbound down on the baseline. 7 minutes to go in the game. 6-point Thayer Lady Bobcat lead. Willow Springs to trigger it in. They lob it way out front for Stewart. Stewart gives it to Jones. Long three-point shot is good again. Jones now with 25 points in the game. Makes it a 3-point ball game with 6:48 to go. Thayer with the lead and the ball. Long lob pass goes to Pierce in the corner. Tried to get it to Bowers. Errant pass picked up by Hillis for Thayer. Caden with Johnny on the spot here. Davis a long three. That one rattles in and out. No good. Curley goes and gets the rebound and gets fouled on the way back up. Allie Curley with a beautiful offensive rebound. She's fouled by Alexa Sigmund. That'll be number 3 on Sigmund. And Allie Curley going to the free throw line for the Lady Bobcats. Allie with 3 points so far in the game, and the first free throw is no good. Now Savannah Wheeler checking back in the game for Thayer. Riley Pierce will go to the Lady Bobcat bench for a little bit. Second free throw for Curley is up and good. Bounced it over the front rim. 4 points for Curley. Thayer to a 4-point lead with 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Told you this was going to be a good one. Willow Springs with it. They give it up in the corner and they dump it inside. Stolen by Wheeler. Wheeler to Davis. To Hillis. She leads the break and scores the layup on the left side. Hillis with the buckets now got 11. And out to a 6-point Lady Bobcat lead, 48-42. Willow Springs. Long cross-court pass taken by Jones, trying to shake a defender on the dribble. Couldn't. Gives it up. Now inside to Sigmund. Sigmund into the corner for Cruddington. Cruddington gives it to Jones. And now they lob it inside. A foul going to be called on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Trying to lob it down on the backside to number 25, Mackenzie Collins. She gets fouled by Caden Hillis. That'll be foul number 3 on Hillis. So Davis and Hillis each with 3 for Thayer. With 5:50 to go. Willow Springs inbounds the ball in the paint. Shot is up, no good, but going to the line to shoot 2 will be Alexis Sigmund, and the foul is going to be on Caden Hillis. So Caden picks up fouls number 3 and 4 in a matter of 2 seconds. And going to the line will be Sigmund. First one is too long, no good. Now Hillis will check out of the ball game. Riley Pierce will check in. Coach Denny Young gives her a high five. So that's all right. That was a hustle play. Second free throw for Sigmund is no good. Savannah Wheeler with a rebound for Thayer. Lady Bobcats, 6-point lead in the ball. They give it to Abby Bowers. She'll direct traffic from the top of the key. Thayer gets into the offense against a man-to-man defense. Bowers trying to take her man on the dribble. Can't. Gives it up to Davis. Davis will cross over into the lane all the way to the bucket. Score the layup. Riley Davis now with 14 points in the game. 50-42. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead is now 8. Willow Springs working the offense. Got the ball to Jones in the right corner. Jones has it poked away, and they're going to call a foul on Abby Bowers. I don't know about that one. Foul on Abby Bowers, number 12. She knocked that ball away, and it looked clean from here, but the officials thought otherwise. It'll be Willow Springs Lady Bear ball. They will inbound on the near sideline. Got it into Jones. Jones defended by Pierce. They are spreading the floor with that zone. Jones tries to penetrate. They cut her off. Step back three is up. This one's no good. And a rebound to Abby Bowers for the Lady Bobcats. Bowers takes it up the floor. We're down under 5 minutes to play in the game. Bowers moving off a screen. Goes to the elbow. Fires a 17-footer. It's good. Abby Bowers having her best night of the season. She's got 12. Bowers looks like she's starting to round in the shape for Coach Denny Young and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Jones with the ball for Willow Springs. Draws the double team to her, gives it up. Goes inside now, back outside. Three-point shot is up and good for Sydney Stewart. Her first points of the night. That makes it a seven-point game again. 52-45. Thayer with the lead, 4:21 to go. Davis looking for a shot out front. Couldn't find it. Gives it up to Bowers. Now Pierce and over to Curley. Curley to Bowers. Thayer can afford to run a little clock here with the lead and the ball. Davis on the wing. Spins away from the defense. Now goes through a double team. Gets a screen. And they're going to call her for we got a foul called on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Savannah Wheeler going to be called for a moving screen. Foul on Savannah will be her third of the night. A lot of fouls called in what's been a pretty physical game so far. 3:57 to go, Thayer by 7. Jones with the ball for Willow Springs. Dumps it in the lane, stolen by Wheeler. Out to Davis on the break. Will drive for the uncontested layup. Riley Davis leads Thayer with 16 tonight. And it's back to a 9-point Lady Bobcat lead with 3:35 to go in the game. Here's Jones working against the zone defense. Gave up the ball. Swings it on the left side for Cruddington, and we get a timeout call by Coach David Cox and the Willow Springs Lady Bears. 3:31 to play in the game. Thayer leads it 54-45. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
And I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters helping to break into the game tonight. They include Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry, Toyota of West Plains, Nicholson Farms for all your farm and logging needs, Big D's Barbecue, LLC, and Catering of Thayer. 417-280-7466, number to call next time you need a meal. They'll take care of you at Big D's Barbecue. American Family Insurance, agent Jesse Tucker in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton and Thayer and Alton, the State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, and Ward Family Dentistry of Springfield, Brett Ward, DDS. Thayer Bobcat alum, and boy, could Brett Ward play some hoops. Also was a quarterback on the football team. I remember those days, Brett. All right, 3:31 to go in the game. Thayer leads it by 9, 54-45. Willow Springs with the ball out of the timeout. They take it to the right side of the floor with Chloe Jones. Jones between the legs with a dribble again and fires a long three. That one's off the rim and bounces up over the backboard. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with a 9-point lead and 3:17 to go. Thayer with 54 points tonight. Willow Springs usually gives up 42 a game. They're a really good defensive team with their size down on that back line. Thayer with the ball, trying to force it inside to Wheeler. Deflected by the Lady Bears. Goes out of bounds. Thayer will inbound it right in front of their bench with 3:05 to go. Riley Pierce will trigger it in. Going to have to hurry. And got it into Savannah Wheeler. We get a timeout call by Coach Denny Young. 54-45. Thayer with the lead. 3:05 to play in the game. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
When the ref makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when buying or selling your property. Call me, Denise Cunningham, a true team player with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate at 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
And back at the Thayer High School, really big crowd out for this doubleheader tonight. Remember, coming up after the girls' game, we'll have the Thayer Bobcat boys as they take on the Marshfield Blue Jays. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the lead here. 3:05 to go in the game. Lady Cats will inbound the ball coming out of the timeout. Davis, Pierce, Bowers, Curley, and Wheeler in the game for Coach Denny Young here. Lady Bobcats inbound the ball to Abby Bowers. Hands it to Pierce and now to Davis. The freshman will take it out between the circles. Guarded by Chloe Jones. They're giving it a little clear out high, and Thayer spreading the floor offensively. Davis into the free throw circle. Gives it out to Curley. Curley through the lane with the dribble drive and now feeds it back out front to Pierce. Back to Curley. Curley on the dribble. Pulls it up and gives it to Davis, who comes to meet it. 2:30 to go in the game. Thayer kind of going a version of four corners, trying to break somebody free for a layup. Davis dumps it down to Wheeler. Wheeler back outside to Pierce. Thayer with a 9-point lead. Lady Bears are going to have to foul, I think. Thayer with it. Davis going to the lane, puts up a shot, gets fouled. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot. Davis saw an opening. She went for it. She got fouled hard. By who? They have 32. That is Sigmund. That's number 4 on Alexis Sigmund. And Riley Davis going to the line to shoot the 2-shot foul. Was fouled in the act of shooting. Now the officials having some kind of discussion. Don't know what that's about. And one of them walked away and now comes back. All right, Davis. Going to the free throw line, Riley leads the Lady Bobcats with 16 points tonight. One of three Lady Bobcats in double figures. And the first free throw rattles home for Riley Davis, 17 in the game. The game high, Chloe Jones has got 25. She had 14 in the first half, 11 in this half. Another free throw is up and good for Davis. 18 for Riley. And the lead is back to 11 for Thayer, 56-45. Here's Jones going into the lane for Willow Springs. Tries to dump it to Sigmund, and the ball stolen by Allie Curley. Curley's played a nice game tonight. Thayer with the ball. Abby Bowers brings it up across the timeline. Looking for the outlet. Gives it to Davis. Davis into the lane. Backs it back out to Bowers for three. No. Rebound is volleyed around. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. And Thayer making a substitution. Caden Hillis will check back in the game. Savannah Wheeler will go to the bench. So Thayer with the starters out there. Minute 53 to go with an 11-point lead. Lady Bobcats inbound the ball to Curley, and Curley's going to get fouled on the inbound play. That'll be on Chloe Jones, and that'll be number 4 on Jones. She had 3 early in the first half. She has not left the floor. And just now picking up that 4th foul. Get a chance to watch her. Oh, no, they say it was 25 on the foul. My bad. Mackenzie Collins, that'll be number 2 on her. Inbound play for Thayer. Got to Bowers. 8-foot jumper wouldn't roll down. And the rebound is run down by Collins in the corner. Trying to feed it outside, but nope, she traveled before she got the pass away. So Willow Springs with a turnover. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. With a minute 44 to go and an 11-point lead. Pierce looking inbound. Finally got Hillis to come to it. Got her the ball. Gives it to Curley. Down to Davis for three. It's good! Riley Davis, another three. Brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Thayer with their biggest lead of the game at 14. And here's a steal by Hillis out front. Ball gets loose on the floor. We're going to get a whistle and a foul called on Abby Bowers in the scramble after the loose ball after Hillis had knocked it away from Jones. And the foul will be on Abby Bowers. That is number 3 on Abigail. And number 22, Chloe Jones to the free throw line to shoot 2. That is the 15th foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats here in the quarter. 26 points for Jones as she hits the free throw. Looking for another one. It is no good. And the rebound to the Willow Spring Bears. And then Davis will tie up Cruddington. And the possession belongs to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. A minute 22 to play in the game. Thayer up 13 with the ball. Will they run some time off the clock? Taking their time bringing it to midcourt is Riley Davis, Lady Bobcat freshman. Crosses before the 10-second call. Gives the ball to the top of the key to Bowers. To Curley inside. Back outside to Davis. Davis backs it up. Chloe Jones on her. Davis taking up the right side. She dribbled it on the sideline. Davis thinks she thought she was getting fouled, and she dribbled the ball on the out-of-bounds line. A turnover on the Lady Bobcats. Substitution here for Willow Springs. They get more size in the game. Sophie Jackson checks in. A minute to go in the game. Thayer up by 13. Here's Jones. Looking to get free for a shot. Can't shake a double team. Now takes it down to the baseline. Elevates for the jumper, and it's good. Oh, that was pretty. 28 for Jones. Thayer inbounds the ball. A little full court pressure now by Jones, and Jones bumps Davis and gets called for a foul, and that'll be number 5. Or no, number 4, I'm sorry. Number 4 on Jones. And substitution, Willow Springs. Sigmund checks out of the ball game. Number 25 back in there, Mackenzie Collins. So 46 seconds to go. Thayer leads it by 11. Looking inbound, got it to Davis. I'm sorry, to Bowers. Bowers gives it off to Hillis, down the middle of the lane. Couldn't hit the layup, but she got fouled on the drive. She'll go to the line and shoot 2. Caden Hillis with a beautiful move to the bucket. Laid it up with the left hand, wouldn't go down. She's fouled by number 42. That is Sophie Jackson. Will be her first tonight for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Caden Hillis to the line to shoot 2 free throws. First one is up. Left it short, no good. Hillis with 11 points tonight. Bowers with 12. Riley Davis with 18. 9 for Riley Pierce with 3 three-pointers. Second free throw for Hillis is good. So Hillis now with 12 in the game. Thayer with a 12-point lead, 35 seconds to go as Jones takes it across the timeline, moves into the free throw circle. Hillis all over. Hillis knocks it away, but Jones dives on it. And while she's laying on the floor, she calls a timeout. Smart play by the junior. And the Willow Springs Bears will have it inbounds with 28 seconds to go, down by 12. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on. State Farm agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats.
Each office independently owned and operated.
And pardon me, we're back after timeout. Willow Springs looking to inbound the ball, and Caden Hillis trying to steal it is going to be called for the foul. That'll be number 5 on Caden Hillis. So Caden Hillis fouls out. Caden with 12 points for the Lady Bobcats tonight. And with 27 seconds to go in the game, number 25, Mackenzie Collins to the free throw line for Willow Springs. Collins, the senior, misses the first free throw. Thayer leads it 60-48. Substitution here for Willow Springs, number 21, Karis Cochran will check in the game. And Chloe Jones will come to the sideline. Jones will leave the game with 28 points tonight. She leads all scorers. And the second free throw is up and good for Cochran. Or I'm sorry, it was good for number 25, Collins, who was shooting. And now we get a foul call on Willow Springs with 24 seconds to go. That'll be on Collins, number 25, and that'll be number 4 on her. And 5 team fouls, and Riley Davis to the free throw line misses the first free throw. Now Chloe Jones checks back in. Number 10, Paisley Creddington, will check out. 24 seconds left. They are up by 11. Davis trying to make an 11-point lead, and it's good for the freshman. Davis with 22 tonight for Thayer. And Willow Springs will inbound it. Jones brings it in the front court, fires a long shot. That's no good. Rebound to Davis, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats can run out the clock, but not before we get a foul. That's going to be on number 25, Mackenzie Collins, and that will be her fifth of the game. But she fouls out with 3 points on the night. And we'll walk the other end. Davis will go to the line for Thayer, shooting for her 23rd and 24th points of the game. Leads the way for Thayer. Lady Bobcats have put 61 points on the board tonight. Now the free throw is good for Davis. There's 23, looking for 24. And this one is up, and it is good. So Davis with 24. 15 seconds to go. Lady Bears inbound the ball. Jones brings into the front court. Looking to go around the defense. Jump stop in the lane. Little jumper is no good. Rebound, Curley. 6 seconds to go. Curley in the backcourt. Gives it to Bowers. And Lady Bobcats don't even have to get it across the timeline if they don't want to. There's the buzzer. Your final score, 63-49. The Thayer Lady Bobcats go to 11-5 on the year and 3-0. In the SCA play. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your post-game report. Powered by Thayer Decorating Center, back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating Downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
If you're a small business owner, you